Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
Happy New Year. I'm great.
I'm happy because the kids are going back to school.
Yeah, that does take a bit of the pressure off, doesn't it?
So this week, being a parent slash teacher slash working slash whatever else I do in my life, I learned how to be the best type of teacher.
Oh, do you ready? Tell.
So every morning, and you pick random times, just put your kids outside for 15 minutes. They're going to go, what are you doing? Go, it's fire drill. Just stay outside for 15 minutes. Gives you a bit of a break. Yeah. And you bring them back in, they warm up, they go back to school.
Oh, boy, for all the teachers listening, disregard everything he just said. All right. That's not a bad strategy, though. I think I'll make a call.
15 minutes only. I'm not saying leave them there the whole morning.
Yeah, like sure. Do you give them boots at least to put on?
It's a fire drill. They have to grab their stuff and run.
Okay. Not sure how to even respond to
okay,
that.
Okay, so for parenting tips, please send it to Faisal at morethanmoneyradio.com. I look forward to understanding how to do this whole work, parent from teach from home kind of program.
Okay, aside from your really wonderful ideas, we've got a really cool show today because, you know, lots of people are under pressure. We're starting the new year off, and guess what? Kids have been at home, as you've said. We've got parents that have been locked in, we're trying to take care of, and you're trying to work from home and manage all this stuff. We need a reminder. We have to take a breath every once in a while and think about how do we balance all this stuff and keep ourselves sane.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's an end line here. We're getting there. So we just got to get to the finish line here and everybody, you know, keep their mental health and balance it all out. We're going to talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah. We're discussing about, you know, something that a lot of politicians in this country are exploring about traveling abroad. if you want to retire abroad, what are some of the best places to go to? And it's not just the weather. But we're talking about healthcare, access to the country, taxes, all that stuff that people think about when they want to live abroad. I think they've been staying at home in this city for too long. They want to kind of go out there. So we're going to talk to International Living about the best places to live when you retire in 2021.
Yep, sounds good. Let's talk about history, because history was made this week. We want to talk about the markets. An unbelievable set of events that we all witnessed this week with the storming of the U.S. Capitol building. And, incredible. Markets didn't react to that, Faisal. We got to talk about markets in light of this historical event that took place.
So there was a big historic event, like you mentioned. People will be talking about it for a very long time. And markets didn't even move to the negative side. There was no fear.
Right.
They weren't like, oh, this is going to really impact. It caught me off guard because I thought there'd be enough day traders that would swing the market to that negative piece, but it didn't happen.
It took a bit of shine off the trade in the late afternoon on the day it happened, but the fact of the matter is that wasn't the big market story this week. It was a historic event to watch happen, but it wasn't the big market event. The big market event was the two Senate seat wins in Georgia.
Yeah.
Right? Because that effectively gives the Democrats now control of the Senate. They have control of the House. So now they control Congress and the White House. Market is now starting to price in more stimulus.
And what was interesting about that whole time, they get confirmation that it's a blue wave. They're calling it a blue wave. Energy stocks take off.
That's right.
What happened to Biden's going to shut down all these oil and gas companies and they're all going to go to zero? Why didn't the stock market react to that?
Right. And remember, taxes could be going higher too.
Yep.
Markets are going to crash.
So everything that we had fear over about the Biden administration has been kind of ignored right now.
Yep. Yep. And listen, those policies may still come into effect. We've got to see it. But what were we talking about, particularly with clients, as they were, you know, terrified ahead of the election result? That if a Democratic win did take place, all these horrible things were going
to
happen.
Yeah, what we kind of forgot about with between the election and what could happen to the economy is this thing called a pandemic.
Right.
He has to figure this out. There are more people dying a day in the United States than they were that died in 9/11.
Right.
Think about that. Like that's
every day.
Every day.
Every day. I know.
That's an impact to that. And so when you have that kind of stuff happening, you gotta make sure that you can roll out this vaccine. Whatever's happening in the U.S. for a rollout is happening here in Canada.
Yeah.
It's not like we've got everything figured out and the Americans are the anomaly.
Right.
Every country is having a logistics problem.
Except for Israel. We're slower than the
U.S. No, Israel's just leading.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they've got it figured out.
No, there's a logistics problem. They are crushing it. We're worse than the U.S. So if you think the U.S. is doing a bad job, it's slower in Canada than it is in the U.S.
The point is that every single nation, including the one who somebody has to lead in the amount of vaccines that are being administered, but it's still a logistics nightmare.
Of course it is.
In every country.
Everywhere. Absolutely.
So that's what we got to fix first. You can't talk about let's put a whole bunch of infrastructure and green and get away from oil and gas when you have everybody still locked up.
Right. And again, economy shutting down again. Yes. It's just it's been an amazing historic week in so many respects. But from a market perspective, like you, I've had conversations where people are surprised.
Yeah.
They're surprised that this is happening. And you know, what we've talked about for a long time is there is no one single event, right? Markets can react sharply to news on a given day. But there's way more than one lever in any given circumstance.
Correct.
Right? And so that's why we're always talking about the probabilities. Now, there's lots of things that happened this week, and you know, tech was expected to be a disaster again because of the Biden administration, and tech has still performed well, and the whole nine yards.
It's funny how we think tech is going to get destroyed, but cannabis is going to be legal across the country, no problem.
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
Interesting, you know, extreme thoughts.
Yep.
Right. So I think it comes back down to if you've got good companies with good management that can weather political, technological, and circumstantial economic issues, those are the companies you should be investing in.
Yeah. Yes. All times during any given set of conditions, those will perform well. Okay. You know, it does appear that President Trump's being isolated, so there is some risk over the next couple of weeks. You know, if you look at the markets and the pandemic, as you said, and the logistics of rolling out the vaccinations, these are the kinds of things that are going to create potential risks in the short term and volatility in the short term. And so be cognizant of those things, right? But with all the stimulus coming, the market is essentially suggesting, and we're seeing bond yields move higher on anticipation, that economics are going to pick up, inflation is going to start picking up because of all the stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just make sure that you're thinking past just the headlines.
Correct.
As you're positioning your portfolio as you move throughout the, you know, the course of this
Correct.
Year.
Can we remind everybody about our bet that you and I have going on?
Which one?
When when we open up again and we're allowed to have a steak dinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So for those of you listening, here's the bet. Mr. Popowicz here is betting me a steak dinner on the fact that we'll be able to roll out the vaccine to the public by the summertime.
End of June is what I said.
End of June.
Yeah.
I have said we're going into October, November.
Right.
At the earliest.
Right. He actually said September, so he's pushing a little
bit. No, Andrew said September.
Okay.
I said October, November. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Even if I'm September, I'm still after you. Price is right says I win. The question is, have you changed your mind? You have that much faith in the logistics, we're going to have everything rolled out to the public by stampede?
Yeah, I do. There's going to be mounting pressure. They're going to mobilize all the resources, and we're going to have multiple vaccines coming up, more and more vaccines all the time.
All right. For those of you who want to get in on this wager, who would you side with? Mr. Popowicz, Dave, would you think Dave thinks it's going to be all rolled out by before July 1st?
And when you say all rolled out, let me clarify what that means.
Oh, here
I
we
said
go.
Everybody that wants access to a vaccine, because there's a bunch of people that don't, will have access to receive that vaccine by the end of June.
Here we go. Any other changes to your
bet? I don't know. Are you still September this year? Or are you saying October of next year?
No, I'm saying October, November of this year. Where did you get next year from?
I'm not saying you can force people to do it. I'm saying anybody that wants access to it will have access
and
to
I'm
be immunized by the end of June.
If that's the benchmark, it's happening in the fall. It'll get closer to Halloween than it will to the stampede.
No.
All right. I'd love to hear from all of you out there. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. Send us your notes on who do you think is right? Popowicz is saying by July 1st. I'm saying before Halloween. Who would you put your money on? Who's going to win that steak dinner?
Who's
love
your
to
horse?
Hear from.
That's right. Pick your horse.
And again, that's reach out to us. info@morethanmoneyradio.com. We're going to talk about on how to bulletproof that retirement on Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Fantastic guest coming up after the break. You're talking about, you know, you're dealing with individuals and caring for them while you're balancing your work. Maybe you've got your kids that you've got to deal with. Balancing work and this challenge of caring for elders in this COVID crisis. Let's give you some tips after the break. You're with Dave and Faisal on More Than Money on 770 CHQR.